Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Adonai Elion, the Lord God Most High. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Keria Nahana Maria Sheheo. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Hey ho, Sheria Hanamai. Oh, Yeshe Hanamaria. Oh, Heshe. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Anointed One, Jesus the Anointing. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, and the darkness cannot put out the light. I have to continue to declare, look what the Lord has done. Look at what our God has done. Look at what our beautiful, wonderful, glorious, victorious God has done. Have you seen with your eyes, and have you heard with your ears? Exodus chapter 14, verse 31 says, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people reverently feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. With all that the Lord has done, with all that the Lord continues to do, if you have not been moved to say thank you, Lord, if you have not been moved to fall on your knees and thank the Lord for righting the wrongs, then let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give me eyes to see and ears to hear all that you are doing in such a time as this. Because this is the scripture we are moving into for such a time as this. Exodus chapter 14, verse 28. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. That is a fulfillment of what God is going to do right now. And we shall sing with Moses, as in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for He hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and He is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him a habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. And verse 3 says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Do you know that angels are waiting to hear the word of God that comes out of your mouth so that they can perform it. So let's call forth God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let us slap the enemy in his face with every breath of God's word that we breathe. Would you say that with me right now? Say, in the name of Jesus, we call forth, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. It is still our battle cry. For such a time as this, this is our chance to walk by faith. The Lord told me to prophesy the word of God by reading Revelation chapter 21. So this will mean something to some of you. But in obedience to the fact that God told me to prophesy the word of God by reading Revelation chapter 21, I do this in obedience. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Hallelujah. The Lord also told me to speak into the atmosphere prophetically his word, Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light for the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard them, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. And he saith unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, Lord Jesus, come. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have not yet made Jesus the Lord of your life, would you say with me now, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I repent of my sin right now. I turn away from them. I say I am sorry. And Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, come into my life right now and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. And Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. I thank you if you had the opportunity to say that prayer. I thank you for listening. I thank you for making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And I encourage you to continue in your daily walk for such a time as this, to keep going, to keep standing up for what is godly, for what is right, to keep standing up for the truth, to not believe a lie, to keep your heart under Jesus. Amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information,